You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, welcoming you to another Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the building blocks of rock and roll. Actually, these records are the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we're going to focus on a rhythm and blues vocal group that set the stage for what would become doo-wop music in the rock and roll era. Now, it's true that virtually every African-American vocal group can trace their roots back to either the Ink Spots or the Mills Brothers. However, modern vocal group singing really didn't start until after World War II, with two major groups, the Ravens and the Orioles. The Orioles got together in Baltimore around 1947 and featured the beautiful tenor of Sonny Till. The Ravens, however, came along first. They formed in New York City around 1945 and featured the bass lead of Jimmy Ricks. They were very unique at the time because not many groups were putting their bass out front. And virtually no one could sing as low as Jimmy Ricks. For the next hour, we're going to feature the great groundbreaking records of the Ravens. But before we get into the Ravens' amazing deep catalog, let's start the show with a group that heavily influenced Jimmy Ricks as the lead bass singer of the Ravens. It's the Delta Rhythm Boys, and they featured bass singer Lee Gaines. Here they are from 1941 off the Decca label with I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem. Listening to this, you can really tell how Jimmy Ricks got his style. Here are the Delta Rhythm Boys, kicking off this week's feature on the Ravens. It's the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
Oh yeah, Harlem is the place you dream about. Where they sing and shout the morning.
Yeah,
oh, oh,
I'm high, cause I dreamt I dwelt in Harlem. Robin, jumping like they do in Harlem.
Rhythm has me jumping, dancing, jiving, sent me out of my dreams.
I'm high.
Bye, honey.
Bye, bye.
Yes, I'm leaving you, babe,
and I'm going away to stay. You didn't treat me right, and now I'm on my way. Yes, you played around, baby, you fooled with all my friends. Well, you played around, baby, and you fooled with all my friends. So I'm cutting out, baby, and I won't be back again. You took money from Jack, you took kisses from Joe, but if I stay here, baby, you won't do that no more, you know what I mean? Hear me talking to you. Oh, but I do. Well, I'm leaving, baby. Bye, bye, bye. We're singing.
Bye, bye.
Sing out, baby.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, baby.
Bye, bye, bye.
Goodbye, baby.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, baby.
Bye, bye.
Bye, baby.
Bye, bye.
Yes, I love you, baby, but I can't go on like this. Well, well, I love you, baby, but I can't go on like this. Because another man's money is something you can't resist. Says you cook for Ed and you wash for Mac, but you wouldn't even rub my aching back. No, I've been working hard, trying to please you. Straighten up, bring it right down front. That's what I'm talking about. Bye, bye. Sing, sing, sing.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, baby.
Bye, bye.
Goodbye, baby.
Bye, bye.
Well, 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 baby. Bye, bye, baby.
Bye,
bye, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
That's Bye Bye Baby Blues, The Ravens, released on the Hub label in October of 1946. That song wouldn't chart upon its initial release, but actually charted 2 years later when King Records bought the six sides that the Ravens recorded for Hub. They reissued them, and Bye Bye Baby Blues finally hit the charts and made it up to number 8. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm Matt the Cat, and this is The Juke in the Back, featuring the soul that came before rock and roll, and this week one of the founding vocal groups of rhythm and blues, the Ravens. At the top of the show, we heard one of their major influences, the Delta Rhythm Boys. The Ravens' lead bass singer, Jimmy Ricks, was heavily influenced by the Delta Rhythm Boys' bass singer, Lee Gaines. James Thomas Ricks, who was born in Adrian, Georgia in 1924, listened to the Delta Rhythm Boys a lot growing up. His mom was very young when she had him, and so she moved to Jacksonville, Florida to find better work. Jimmy was raised in Adrian, Georgia by his aunt and uncle. He moved to Jacksonville at age 13 in 1927 to join his mom. Jimmy used to pick cotton in the fields, do odd jobs, and never really focused on his singing until he moved up to New York City sometime during World War II. At the end of the war, he was working as a waiter at the 400 Tavern, and that's where he bumped into baritone singer Warren Suttles. The two began harmonizing together, and they soon quit the 400 Tavern and moved on over to the L Bar, and that's when they decided to form a group together. Leonard Pusey, who sang tenor, was the next to join the group. Then they picked up Ollie Jones and Howard Biggs, and that's how the Ravens were formed. Then they hooked up with Ben Bart, a cat who had just started his own record label called Hub Records. He became their manager, and Hub Records released their first 378 RPM singles from August of 1946 to October of 46. None of the songs made the national rhythm and blues lists, but they were heavily rotated in the jukeboxes, and crowds would come up to see them perform. They were selling out venue after venue, and it was only a matter of time before the Ravens would be household names. In December of 1946, they brought down the house at the Apollo Theater in New York. Unfortunately, tenor singer Ollie Jones was not long for the group. They really didn't like the way his voice blended with the rest of the singers, so Ollie was dropped, and Maith Marshall, whose real name was Maith Williams, was picked up. Don't worry about Ollie, though. Doo-wop aficionados will know him as being a founding member of both the Blenders and the Q's. In April of 1947, their manager, Ben Bart, decided to move them from his own Hub Records label, because they had no hits, to another label, National Records. I want to point out that one of the cats at National Records, Herb Abramson, was just about to leave that label to go form Atlantic Records with his partner Ahmet Erdogan. But he was there when the Ravens were signed in April of 1947. The group had their first session for National in New York City on April 23rd and 24th, 1947. This session would yield their first National hit, Old Man River, a tune that was written in 1927. The Ravens version was released in June of 47, where it topped out at number 10 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. Here are the Ravens featuring the unique and insanely deep bass voice of Jimmy Ricks with Old Man River, here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Do-loo-doo, do-loo-doo, do-loo-doo.
Well, Old Man River, Old Man River, he must know something, but he don't say nothing. No, he just keep rolling, keeps on just rolling along. Keeps on rolling. He don't plant taters, no, and don't plant cotton, no, and them that plants them are soon forgotten, no, but Old Man River keeps on just rolling along. Right on the rolling.
And I, we sweat and strain, bodies all aching and racked with pain. Tote that bart, lift that bale, you get drunk
and you'd land in jail. Well, I get weary sometimes, sick of trying, tired of living, feared of dying. Oh, but Old Man River keeps on just rolling along, right on rolling.
You know you're not to blame. My cousin made million.
And he can't even write his name.
Well, you gotta have a little mother, and you never will get stuck. Cause with a little mother, you always have good luck.
Well, you gotta have a little mother, cause mother means good luck. And with the little mother, you'll never, never, never get stuck. Yes, you got to have a little mother, cause mother means good luck. And with the little mother, you'll always have a fun.
Don't ever try to figure why you seem to be the blame. My cousin had a million, and he can't even write his name.
Well, you got to have a little mother, cause mother means good luck. And with the little mother, you'll always have a fun.
You must have a little mother, cause mother means good luck. And with the little mother, you'll always
Mazel Means Good Luck was also recorded at the Ravens' first recording session in April of 47 for National Records. I played it because it was actually their first release for National Records, and also because you're never going to hear that song on the radio. It's very unique to hear an African-American group singing a song about a Hebrew phrase. Incidentally, many other groups covered the song Mazel. Before that, we heard their first hit, which was actually their second release for National Records, Old Man River, which hit number 10 in June. The Ravens' next release was a certified national smash, Write Me a Letter. It came out in October of 47 and hit number 5 on the rhythm and blues charts and a whopping number 24 on the pop charts. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, The Ravens, featuring the bass lead of Jimmy Ricks on Write Me a Letter.
I haven't been myself since you said goodbye to me. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Yes, I wrote my gal a letter, and this is what I had to say. Man, you know how I feel if you ever had a gal like me. I said, let me hear from you, baby, let me hear from you right away. Yes, let me hear from you, baby, please let me hear from you. Cause I haven't been myself, baby, since you went away. When you were here with me, baby, I took you for a square, and I'm biting off my nails and pulling out my hair. Write me, honey. Well, well, baby. Yes, just write me, baby. Yes, I'm walking flying around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. Yes, keep walking around in circles, but it ain't no fault of mine. I miss you so much, you've been gone such a long, long time. I can't eat, sleep, I'm pacing the floor. You got me doing things, baby, that I never did before.
It's been a long time, baby, since I've
honey.
The neighbors say that I'm blowing my top,
yeah.
Cause the mailman passes and he never stops.
So
write me a letter, say I'm still your fella,
cause I won't be myself till you hurry on to me.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside, Richard Combs, Dick Bowne, Pamela Isabel. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Zirk, zirk. Zirk, zirk. Zirk, zirk.
Be I a bumblebee or not,
zirk, zirk.
I like honey an awful lot,
zirk, zirk.
You're as sweet as honey too,
zirk, zirk.
That's the reason I like you,
zirk, zirk.
Be I a bumblebee or not,
zirk, zirk.
I would like to sting a lot,
zirk, zirk.
Right into the heart of you,
zirk, zirk.
Like a bumblebee would do.
Bees are always buzzing around, looking for somebody new. But I stopped buzzing around,
baby, when I found you.
Oh, why can my honey be just a little bit sweet to me? You're as sweet as honey too. That's the reason I like you.
Will be a bumblebee or not, I like honey an awful lot. You're as sweet as honey too. That's the reason I like you. Be a bumblebee or not, I would like to sting a lot. Right into the heart of you, like a bumblebee would do.
Bees are always buzzing around, looking for somebody new. But I stopped buzzing around,
baby, when I found you. Yes, I'm green, great big king bee, looking for a queen to satisfy me. Which watch can't you see? I'm a terrible bumblebee.
Be a bumblebee or not, I like honey an awful lot.
You're as sweet as honey too.
That's the reason I like you. Be a bumblebee or not, I would like to sting a lot.
Right into the heart of you.
Like a bumblebee would do.
Like a bumblebee.
Oh, why can't my honey be just a little bit sweet to me? I like you an awful lot. Be a bumblebee or not,
bees will go from rose to rose to get honey, I suppose.
Me always go for you because I love you too.
I'm your bee.
Leonard Poozy is singing the tenor lead on that December 1947 release for the Ravens, B.I. Bumblebee or Not. That didn't make the national charts, but it was a huge jukebox hit in early 1948. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm featuring the Ravens this week on The Juke in the Back. They were one of the founding vocal groups that led to the doo-wop sound of the 1950s. Them, along with the Orioles, set the stage for what groups would sound like. And coming up later on in the show, music historian Billy Vera will join us to describe the Ravens' quintessential doo-wop song, a tune that would have far more impact in the rock and roll era than it ever did on the charts. That's coming up soon on The Juke in the Back. But right now, let's move on to the Ravens' next release for National Records. It came out in February of 48 and features the great Jimmy Ricks on bass lead. Here's There's No You on The Juke in the Back.
I feel the autumn breeze. It steals across my pillow, soft as a willow, the winds. And in its song, there is sadness because there's no you. The lonely autumn trees, how softly they're sighing. The summer is dying. They know that in my heart there's no gladness because there's no you. The garden we walked in, park that we talked in, our lonesome this scene in the fall. Stormy clouds hover, falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring, baby, we'll meet again, oh yes. We'll kiss and recapture summertime rapture we knew. And from this day, nevermore will I say there's no you. Capture summertime rapture we knew, and from this day nevermore will I see there's no you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
For it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn wears the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game.
Oh, the days dwindle down.
November. precious days I'll spend with you. These golden days I'll spend with you for it's a long while for me to December and the days grow short when you reheat September.
Precious days I'll spend with you.
Oh yes, the days dwindle down from May to December. These golden days I'll spend with you.
These golden days I'll spend with you.
From July of 1948, The Ravens featuring the beautiful lead of Maith Marshall on the classic September song. The Ravens are our feature this week on the Juke in the Back, and they wouldn't record at all until November of 1948. Their last session was held on December 22nd, 1947. You see, the musicians went on strike beginning on January 1st, 1948, so record labels had to stockpile as much recordings as they could before the January 1st deadline. So the Ravens recorded a lot of stuff at the end of 47, but wouldn't be back into the studio until November of 48. Their next release was a solid double-sided hit released in September of 1948. On one side was the Ravens' cover of the Orioles' classic, It's Too Soon to Know. And on the flip side was a tune that made it up to number 13 on the charts. Here's Be On Your Merry Way, the Ravens, right here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Matter be.
need you, but you won't do a thing for me. Now I've been pleading with you, baby, trying to make you stay. Since I can't make you happy, pack your bag, be on your way. So long, baby. Yes, be on your merry way. But sometimes stop and remember, I tried, but I just couldn't make you stay. Bye, bye, dear. Bye, bye. Well, bye, bye.
Yes, I'm gonna ride,
ride,
going back where I come from. Yes, I'm gonna ride,
ride,
going back where I come from. Yes, I regret the day I ever left my happy home. Took my baby to the racetrack, tried to make some money fast. Yes, I took my baby to the racetrack, tried to make some money fast. But the horse that I bet on that nag, he came in last. They ran neck to neck, nose to nose. I left the tracks without my clothes, out there trying to make a living. Yes, I was trying to make a living. Yes, I've gambled before, but I won't do that no more. And my baby stuck with me all the while my money was low. Yes, my baby stuck with me all the while my money was low. When my money ran out, she put me down. Yes, she did me wrong. I had to pawn my coat, pawn my ring. Lost everything and I've got to sing. Yes, I'm trying to make a living. Yes, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I've gambled before, but I won't do that no more. That's why I'm gonna ride,
ride,
going back where I come from. That's why I'm gonna ride,
ride, going back where I come from.
I regret the day I ever left my happy home.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Ravens on the Juke in the Back, and here's a song that they recorded on January 27th, 1949. However, National Records wouldn't release it until May of 49. It's The House I Live In, which caused some controversy when they used to play it live because of the way African Americans were treated in America. It's this week's Great 78, The Ravens, with The House I Live In, That's America to Me.
The house I live in, plot of earth, the street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet. The children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races, all religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, the workers at my side. The little town, a city where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the Arab feeling free, the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me.
The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing
for 150 years, the town I live in, the house, the street, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people, that's America.
This is America to me.
America.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Yes, I finally got a letter, and this is what she had to say. Yes, I finally got a letter, and this is what she had to say. She said, clean house, daddy, 'cause your baby's on her way. My baby wrote,
send for me if you need me.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to you.
Yes, my baby wrote,
send for me if you need me.
Well,
and I'll come back to you.
'Cause I must admit, daddy, that I've been lonesome too. Yes, I feel so good and all my worries are gone. Well, I feel so good and all my worries are gone. I'm a real happy man 'cause my baby's coming home. Now I eat and I sleep and I don't pace the floor 'cause my baby's coming home and I don't worry no more.
Oh yes, you wrote me.
Lord, make us truly thank.
Oh yes, you wrote me.
Yes, my baby's coming.
Oh yes, you wrote me.
Well, my baby wrote me. She said, yes, yes, daddy, your baby's coming home. She said, yes, 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 your baby's coming home. I'm forgiving you, honey, 'cause I know you meant no wrong. When she reaches the station, I'm gonna be right there. I'm gonna buy her everything and take her everywhere.
I'll buy a diamond ring.
Yeah.
Cadillac cars.
We're
gonna take in the finest bars.
Yeah.
People will say that I'm out of my head, but I read the letter and this is what she said.
It said, send for me if you need me, and I'll come back to you. 'Cause I must admit, daddy, that I've been lonesome too.
Thank
From May of 1948, the Ravens with a top five rhythm and blues smash, Send For Me If You Need Me, which is kind of a follow-up to their 1947 hit, Write Me a Letter. On January 2nd, 1949, the Ravens got a big boost of national attention when they were featured on Ed Sullivan's television program, Toast of the Town. By December of 49, they were back on the R&B lists again with I Don't Have to Ride No More, which topped out at number 9. Featuring the amazing bass lead of Jimmy Ricks, here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. I'm Matt the Cat, and here are the Ravens with I Don't Have to Ride No More.
Pack your bags, let's hit the road once more.
No, I just found out that I don't have to go. My baby told me I don't have to ride no more. She said, Daddy, Daddy, you don't have to ride no more. I just hit the numbers, I've caught 694. Said, don't worry, Dad, you got a place to lay your head. She said, don't dream, honey, you got a place to lay your head. Right here with me, put your shoes under Mama's bed. She said, Daddy, Daddy, why should you roam when everything you want is here at home? My baby told me I don't have to ride no more. Says I just hit the numbers, I called 694. She said,
don't have to ride no more.
That's what she told me.
Don't have to ride no more.
My baby told me.
Don't have to ride no more.
Can't make me quit.
Don't have to ride
too
no more.
Too darn hard to get up.
Don't have to ride no more.
No, no. Says she called 694. She said, stay here with me, Daddy. Everything's gonna be alright. Please don't leave me, lovely day and night. I'll give you my money, swear I'll treat you right. She bought a house, a yacht, grill and bar. So moved, bought a Cadillac car. My baby told me I don't have to ride no more. We'll say that just hit the numbers, called 694. Come back, Daddy.
Don't have to ride no more.
Love that girl.
Don't have to ride no more.
Best in the world.
Don't have to ride no more.
She's my baby.
Don't have to ride
and
no more.
And I don't be baby.
Don't have to ride no more.
No, no, since you called
694.
You bought the snow to rain, the ice and sleet, but now we're living on easy street. No, you don't have to ride no more.
The Ravens from December of 1949 with I Don't Have to Ride No More. That tune rose to number 9 on the national charts. You know, I also should mention that the Ravens scored 2 massive hits with Christmas tunes during Christmas time of 1948. Both their versions of Silent Night and White Christmas made the Rhythm and Blues top 10. And their version of White Christmas directly influenced Clyde McFadder and the Drifters' 1954 definitive version. In early 1950, Warren Suttles left the group for the second time. He left a few years earlier, but only for about a few months before coming back. This time, though, he was replaced by a solid cat named Lewis Haywood. Lewis would be the lead on what many would cite as their most influential record, Count Every Star. It was this song that set up the basic vocal group structure that many, many doo-wop recordings of the 1950s would be based upon. In order to get a more in-depth analysis of Count Every Star, I called up my good friend Billy Vera, music historian. Here's what Billy has to say about Count Every Star.
The lead singer, Lewis Haywood, was a new member. He had been doing a comedy act, from what I'm told. Suttles was always leaving the group and coming back. So during this period, they brought in this guy, Lewis Haywood, and it was a different kind of lead for the Ravens. This was toward the end of their national period. And the interesting thing about that record is, even though it wasn't a chart record, it seems like all the later doo-wop groups, especially the New York ones, were aware of it. And if you listen carefully to that record, with Jimmy is taking the role of a baritone sax, and Mace is up there with his high notes floating around, oohing and aahing. And then Lewis's lead vocal is very fey, you know, it's almost effeminate. And if you take those three elements, that really set in stone the style of black vocal group singing for the next 40 years.
Caught every star in the midnight sky, caught every rose, every firefly, for that's how many times I miss you. Oh, heaven knows I miss you. Caught every leaf on a willow tree, caught every whale on a stormy sea, caught every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried for you.
Caught every star in the midnight sky, caught every rose, every firefly,
for that's how many times I've missed you. Heaven knows I've missed you.
So caught every leaf
on a willow tree,
caught every wave,
every wave in a stormy, stormy sea, caught every star, and darling, when you do,
times I have cried for you.
You know the times I have cried for you.
The immortal Count Every Star, the Ravens, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. And we're running out of time, baby. I got to go in just a couple of minutes. But first, we got time for just one more, which just so happens to be the Ravens' last charting hit. The Ravens left National Records in mid-1950. They signed up with Columbia and had their first session in October. Columbia issued their first release in November of 50. Next, they moved to Mercury, where they did score another hit. Rock Me All Night Long from July of 1952. It hit number 4 on the charts, and it's going to be our final song on this week's Spotlight on the Ravens. The Ravens remain one of the most influential rhythm and blues groups of all time, setting the stage for the doo-wop groups to follow in the rock and roll era. They were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 1998, but to this day have never been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is a real shame. I'm Matt the Cat, and it's time to wrap up the show, but remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week on The Juke in the Back. Let's close it down with one more from the Ravens. Here's Rock Me All Night Long. Goodbye, everybody.
Why did you leave me? Why did you have to go? Oh, yes, you knew. Oh, yes, you knew that it would hurt me so. I'm all alone. I have nobody to call my own. And so I need somebody to rock me all night long.
Dropping on my window pane. Bitter, bitter pattern driving me insane. Can't hear my baby when she call my name. Says I might get over, but I'd never be the same. I need somebody
to rock me all night long.
Well, why don't you rock me?
Rock me all night long.
Baby, just hold me.
Hold me all night long.
Just love me.
Love me all night long.
Ooh, squeeze me.
Squeeze me all night long.
I need somebody to
rock me all night long.
Well, baby. Well, rock me, baby.
Rock me all night.
Will just squeeze me,
honey. Squeeze me all night.
Will just love me, baby.
Love me all night.
Will spend all my money.
All night long.
Will I need somebody to
rock me all night long?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Love me, baby.
Rock me all night long.
Well, just roll me, mama.
Roll me all night long.
Oh, hold me, baby.
Hold me all night long.
Yeah, love me, honey.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.